This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
What would you do if you came face to face with someone who looked exactly like you? Same face, same presence, but it wasn't you. Welcome back to Macabre Mondays, where mystery meets macabre with your favorite Deadly Mary duo. I'm Ale.
And I'm Tom.
Your guides through the strange, the sinister, and the spooky.
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 I was a little late on that one.
Oh, it's okay. It's all right. It's okay. I got it from here. I appreciate
Now, before we even get started, I just want to see if the listeners are catching on, because I know we've heard feedback from at least one listener.
Oh, yes. I know what you're going to say.
And she is noticing the light changes between the different episodes.
Yes.
So,
yes.
For those that aren't listening to audio and are watching us on YouTube or any other video platform, which is YouTube.
Just YouTube. I was like, YouTube and YouTube? The tube? Yes.
Are you guys noticing?
Oh my God, let us
What's
know.
What's today's episode?
No, but even people...
Lock in your comment now.
Even if people are just listening, because even on our
covers,
our episode covers, there is a theme going along. If you can go back and gather... Now there's been plenty of episodes out that you can definitely gather the theme. But there is a theme in the top three themes of Macabre Mondays, which is pretty much our core values at the company of Macabre Mondays.
Literally.
It's the sinister, the strange, and the spooky. The triple S's. Okay? The
spooky. I have the ghost on my glass.
You do.
Oh, and you're also spooky.
Yeah, I have my
You got your Halloween. Your Snoopy Halloween.
My little scrappy cup or whatever. But yes, let us know if you guys have caught on to the colors or the themes, okay? I know last year we didn't do that, but that's why the second year is even better than the first. You know what I mean? Cleaner, better, faster, stronger.
We're here.
That don't kill me. So, for today's episode, if you notice the color... Here now, what is it?
It is spooky.
No. We've been doing this for weeks.
No.
Weeks.
Wait. Strange. Strange.
It's strange, baby. It's purple. It's purple.
Wait, is that really?
It's like a purple pink. It's like a periwinkle.
Hold on. Now I'm feel like I'm so...
Wow, is this a mandala effect?
No, I'm dead.
Wait, what are you trying to find? There's only three colors, babe.
I know. I'm trying to make sure I'm not going nuts. Oh, wow. That is strange. I had spooky and strange flipped.
No, spooky's more like a teal, green, green,
yes,
blue. Purple is purple.
My apologies. I messed that one up.
Spooky. Yeah, strange is purple. Yeah,
just cut that from the episode, even though I know you're going to leave it.
I wouldn't. Maybe I will. I'll see how it sounds when I go back and edit. All right, baby, let me ask you a question. All the listeners out there, you must answer this. This one's for you, baby.
Oh.
I'm all over the place right now.
I just thought you started Tom Jones.
I did, but then I went to Mambo Number 5 immediately.
Oh.
Yeah, it was kind of like a crazy transition.
Because it sounded like you did the...
Okay, let me ask you the question. Okay, let's get back to it. It's a strange episode. I know. I'm in such a silly, goofy mood right now. Okay. Question. What if you were walking down the street and you ended up passing someone that made you do a double take? Okay? Because they looked so familiar to you that they caught your eye.
Oh, this is not where I thought the question was going.
Oh, where'd you thought the question was going to go?
I thought you were going to say because they looked that good, and I was like, oh, so you?
Well, sure, yeah. You pass this person, and the reason you have to do a double take is the person you pass looks like you.
Oh, they look like me.
They look like you.
You know,
I know
what?
You're joking about it, but that's what I'm asking you. What if
I would have to walk up to them?
Would you really?
100%.
You don't think that would be like spooky?
No.
Well, first off, wouldn't you question yourself for a second? Like, what? How is me there and I'm here? Me here?
No, because I really think it'd be similar to the movie that we watched with my dad and his wife, the Nick, and I can't remember the other two names, where he went back
Nick
in time.
Oh, Nick and Alice.
Nick, Allison.
No. Hold on. Mike and Nick and Nick and Alice.
Yes. Mike and Nick and Nick
and Alice. Nick and Alice, yes.
Yes. And I mean, I think initially I would just be very, whoa, dude, you look just like me. I have one question. Are you from present day or are you actually from the future?
Oh, so you think it's a time traveler if you find
that? I would. Is that what you're... I instantly would say, did we solve this? Did we figure this out? Did we somehow come up with that? And then like instantly be told, no, I just came across somebody Definitely else's not. Thing. And then we, you know.
Okay. All right. I love that you said that. Well, have you ever heard of the term doppelganger?
Yes.
Okay. So you've heard of what doppelganger is, right?
Yes.
Do you know what it means?
It's supposed to be basically your lookalike, but you guys aren't blood or genetically related at all. Right.
You're not biologically related or anything.
Thank you. I don't know why I had to get so
you're
specific.
You're like blood-like. Blood.
The DNA complex strand.
Literally. Well, what if I blew your mind and told you that there's actually everybody, apparently everybody has 7 lookalikes in the world.
7?
7. You can have up to 8, I thought. 6 to 8, let's say, but I'd just say 7.
You know what? I mean, I know Ryan Gosling gets told he looks like me a lot, so I could see it.
I agree, baby. I agree 100%. Now, for those of you who don't know what doppelganger is, pretty much what Tom said it was. Traditionally, it's believed to be a double or a duplicate of a living person, but there is a supernatural twist to it sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sometimes, or just kind of an unexplained version of themselves.
Okay.
Okay, so not just someone who looks alike, but something that may appear as them. The word originated from Germany in the late 18th century, and doppelganger translates to double goer or double walker.
Interesting.
It's kind of interesting.
It's kind of a funny term.
Yeah. So nowadays,
oh, you double walker, you.
You dang tootin' double goer. You better cut it out trying to be in two places at once. Okay, so doppelganger, a second version of you is seen that you're not aware of, but it may act independently.
Okay.
Okay, so when people talk about doppelgangers, there are really two ways that people look at it. On one side, you've got the paranormal version. This is the supernatural version that I was talking about.
Yeah.
It's the idea that your double isn't just someone who looks like you, but it's something else entirely, almost like an omen. Like a warning.
Okay.
Like something that shows up when it's not supposed to either give you some type of sign.
Okay. When you said omen, I instantly went to the House on the Hill.
The House our on game. The Hill. Oh, in our
the board
game. In the board game.
Because
you can find omens. You can find omens. Yeah. So then there's the other side of a doppelganger, and it's the version where it's real people walking around who just so happen to look almost identical to you. No meaning, no warning, just a mere coincidence.
Okay.
Just a mere coincidence. But the reason this topic has stuck around for so long is because there are actual cases that don't just sit comfortably in either category. Or a little bit more on the supernatural side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There are stories where people didn't just find someone who looked like them, but they actually claimed they saw themselves in real time.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first well-known cases goes back to the 1800s. It's a woomy. No, the reason why I say woomy is because her name is Emily. So I was already saying woman named Emily Sage. Mm. She was a teacher at an all-girls boarding school, and by all accounts, is very quiet, normal, nothing unusual about her. She's just your typical school teacher.
Okay.
Until the students started noticing things that didn't really make sense.
Yo, I'm already ready to get fucked up. Let's go, let's go, let's go, baby.
Yo, you're like your goosebumps. You're like, oh, mm-hmm. I know I'm ready for this feeling.
I will see where this is going.
So by all accounts, everything is fine, right? Until the students started noticing some few small things. One student would say that they saw her walking outside, but another student would say, no, she wasn't outside. She was just inside. I just saw her. So easy to brush off, right? Like, okay, maybe we just, you know, saw her a different... No, you're a liar. Easy to brush off, right? People mix things up all the time. But then it started happening more often and more specifically.
Oh, that's great.
One day, she's standing at the front of the classroom writing on the chalkboard, and multiple students at the same time claim they're looking at two versions of her right next to each other.
What?
They're doing the same movements, same posture. So whatever she's writing on the chalkboard.
On the chalkboard. You from Boston
now? I'm from Boston. My Boston listeners! Okay, on the chalkboard. The second... her is doing the same movements and everything, same posture. But one detail was standing out to them is
that
the
other one was writing with her left hand.
No. Only one of them had chalk in their hand.
Oh.
So if there's only one that has chalk in her hand, that has to be solid Emily.
So the other one, I was just going to say, so the other one's an apparition.
Could be an apparition. Could be, it's an omen, maybe. It could be a warning. Could be a ghost. It could be
a warning. You're going to run out of chalk.
This is how you would look with no chalk. Make sure you stock up
because it doesn't look good.
It doesn't look good. They're going to make fun of you. So the other one was just pretty much copying her and her movements. And it was crazy because when I got to this point, mind you, this is the first, first of all, I'm like doppelgangers.
When I get to this point, first thing.
No, when I got to this point is what I meant, because I was researching. This is the first story that I read. And I was like, that's creepy. That is really, really creepy. It kind of reminds me of this other thing. I don't even know what you would call it per se.
Thing.
But it's a mimic. Have you ever heard of a mimic?
No.
You've never heard of what a mimic is. So a mimic is usually described in paranormal stories or even folklore as something that just copies a person's appearance, their voice, or even their behavior. So it's something that's kind of
like a demon.
Kind of like a demon, yeah. It's like a shapeshifter. It's got a spirit or whatever.
That's why I've not heard of it, because I avoid this.
I also feel like the name mimic is so spooky for some reason. I give it that because it's literally copying you. It could be a malevolent being for all we know.
The Family Guy episodes where Peter and then Stewie will see themselves and they'll do one of these.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wah! And try to see if they can catch.
And then they run into themselves.
I love that show. It's so funny. But yeah, that made me think like, oh, does she have a mimic? Or it just made me think of mimics.
That's
because
weird.
It's a spooky topic. Mimics, there are some creepy stories out
there.
Imagine
being a kid. If I was a teacher, another teacher, and I heard my kid come into my class and say, yeah, so Miss Emily just was two people.
Yeah. Miss Emily, I don't understand what is going on with her.
I'd be like, what are you guys doing?
Miss Emily is giving 3D glasses, and we haven't even found that yet.
You know how
it's too much.
Back in the day, we have the 3D glasses, and it's red and a blue side. So I, for some reason, see two of them. But one in one and the other in the other.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It's interesting. It's weird. So that's going to start. This already is starting to feel like something else, because over the next several months, it started happening again consistently.
That's crazy.
So there's a moment where nearly the entire class is sitting inside and they see Miss Emily sitting outside, clear as day, and she's in the garden picking flowers. But at the exact same time, her double is actually sitting inside the classroom.
Imagine she found a way to duplicate herself so she could actually go do what she really wants to do with life and do everything else.
Yeah, yeah. That's my other thing I kind of find interesting, because if this is my doppelganger and it's seen, because this is the spiritual side of it, right? I find it interesting that my ghost or my doppelganger is doing something completely else than what I'm doing. It's kind of spooky. I'm not going to lie. It's kind of spooky.
If I was able to control it, I would tell the ghost, okay, so this is how you do the work. and you're going to sit here and do the work.
Well,
I'm going to go have fun.
They wouldn't be able to because I wouldn't. I would think they wouldn't be able to because if you think about it, Emily had a chalk in her hand, but the other one didn't. So he can't do objects.
You can't marry
solid
and edit.
Objects. Mm-hmm. You just can't. So two students actually decide to get close to it. Close enough to touch it. Yeah. And when they do touch it, they say that it didn't feel solid, but it wasn't nothing either. Like their hand was passing through fabric. Oh, this just gave me chills. I can't. Like something's there, but it's not fully there. And if you think about like putting your hand through fabric or like curtains or clothes.
I was going to say, picture it as almost putting your hand through steam or something.
Oh, that's a good way to. Yeah, because it feels like there's something there, but there's nothing there.
Yeah. The steam, right, you aren't technically touching anything other than a gas.
Right. And that's what's so, the strangest part of this is that she has like no idea. Like Emily never saw it, never reacted to it, or she wouldn't even acknowledge anything was wrong.
What is she thinking
when
these kids come walking up next to her and just touch, they're just...
Well, it seems like they could tell which one was the real Emily. Well,
no,
the real
know,
Emily,
but
please stand
not,
up.
Is she not looking at these students as they're just casually coming up and just going?
Well, she does. She essentially did know about it, but it's not like she was doing something to call it or to break. Not that I could see, really, because it's a story from the 1800s, yeah. So it's been passed down. But it's just like parents were even hearing it from their kids and they started pulling their kids out of school. And it wasn't because anything Emily's doing, but they just did not like what was going on around her. Like they were like, it's not you, but it's weird.
Especially
like,
especially
because
you
got to
think about it. Back then, a lot of the, not religious necessarily, yeah, but a lot of the spiritual world and everything, a lot of that was believed in even heavier than it is
now. To this day, that's true.
Don't get me wrong. I still think we have believers, but I think for sure. Now a lot of people try to use reasoning, to disregard certain things.
Yeah,
that
that's
happen.
True.
So,
like you know, if I hear something in my house, I'll be like, "Damn, well, rent's $300. I ain't gonna complain."
Yeah, but back in the day, they would have been. All right, well, it was nice living here.
That sucks. Well, it's crazy because after that, she was ended up, it seemed after that, from what I was seeing, she was just asked to leave and nothing else came of it. Yeah. But this is not the only story like this because.
Oh, that's great.
You know, like another thing too that I was reading is that I'm like, could you explain this away somehow? And the only thing I could think is like, what, a mass hysteria? But like, what are the chances and odds that, you know, the one school Emily teaches at, or I don't know, we don't know any other accounts, but it's like just interesting, right? So there's stories just like this that actually keep showing up over history, over mm-hmm. centuries. It's happening to different people in different places, but in a similar type of fashion. And one of the most well-known accounts of this phenomenon actually comes from a man we all know very well as Honest Abe.
Really?
Abraham Lincoln.
I still need to read. I have his whole biography, his whole
book. Oh, you haven't
upstairs,
read it?
Remember?
Oh, you got to read it.
No, I remember I started it, and
yeah,
I found out a lot about him.
It's a hefty book. It's a hefty book. I wonder if the story's in there. Probably not.
I'm sure it is, because I found out just in the first chapter about how he actually was such a mean politician when he first got into politics.
Oh, really?
Yes, he used to use, I believe it was in Chicago, He would slander his, and I could be completely wrong that it was Chicago actually now, but he would slander his opponents using newspaper. He would write anonymously to the newspaper.
Whoa.
Basically talking about other,
damn,
his opponents to earn his positions.
Damn, that's
yes.
crazy.
And then he would come out and apologize. And if I recall, he actually ended up, one of the guys actually had challenged him to a duel or something at one point too, because
not a duel.
Yes, the Ten
Duel Commandments.
But yes, so that it all happened, I believe, but that was all just in the first or second
you're like,
chapter.
I got to read. Yeah, that, so, damn, that's crazy. Yes. I wonder if there's anything else. You're going to have to
finish
it.
I can't wait. I have other books, guys. There's a lot of books that I'm supposed to read stuff, you know.
He's got to watch shows and movies and read. Like, I have him on a list. I have him on a list. I have him on a list. He's on a tight, tight, tight schedule here. There's too much to watch and to read. So, well, I really want, now that I'm going to tell you this story, keep that in mind whenever you go back to the book and finish it, because I'm so curious. But now the account that comes from Abraham Lincoln, it wasn't during a war. It wasn't during a crisis. It was actually the night after he was elected president.
Really?
He was at home and he's alone resting. And at some point he glances into a mirror. That there was nothing really unusual about that. But when he looked, he noticed something was off. He didn't just see one reflection. He saw two.
That's freaky.
Yep. He saw himself. It had the same face, same features, but one of them looked paler. It looked like almost he was drained of life. He later said that it caught him off guard enough that he stood up and the second face disappeared. But when he sat back down and looked again, it happened the second time.
Huh.
Two versions of himself. One is normal. One looks paler. Eventually, he actually ends up telling his wife what he ends up seeing, and she didn't really kind of brush it off from what I was reading. She took it super seriously, and she interpreted it as a sign that he would be elected again, but he's not going to survive long after.
Wow.
Yep, and what makes this story really stick from what I was seeing is that Abraham Lincoln, of course, like we know, was reelected.
Yep.
But not long after his second term, he was assassinated.
Yes.
So whether that moment in the mirror really meant something, or, I mean, who knows? It could have been exhaustion. It could have been the light. It could have been, but it's interesting. You know what I mean? That Abraham Lincoln has the story and, you know,
that
whatever.
Is so crazy.
It's up for debate, but regardless, that's what he says he saw. And to me, I'm like, so when you think of a doppelganger, right, it's not just a double walker, right, double goer. But now it's like, is it an omen? Like, could it be an omen?
Yeah, that's crazy. Especially if he was paler, yeah.
Yeah, and the same thing with Emily. I mean, I don't know what the hell is up with her, but if he was pale, if Abe's doppelganger was paler, and seeing as like they all are coming to you to tell you something somehow, it's so spooky.
That's wild.
And so it kind of sounds too like there's a pattern that goes along with it. Because by this point, I actually even started thinking, are people really seeing these doubles, or are they maybe all just describing the same kind of experience just in different ways? Who knows? I don't know. But one of the things I started realizing while I was searching this topic is that there's the pattern. That there's a pattern, okay? It's not really just one strange moment here or something unexplainable. It seems to be happening in different countries, in different centuries, in different times, with different people. Not every doppelganger story is pointing out to like a warning, but the experience itself is very, it's just repetitive, as you can see. Mm-hmm. So years before any of this was really studied or explained, there was a man named Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, or Goethe, I think his last name is Goethe.
Okay.
I'm gonna call him Johann. Johann.
Oh, I was waiting for it to be Wolfgang Mozart.
I know. Yeah, no, it wasn't. But it was the late 1700s to early 1800s, and Johann was one of the most famous German writers. He was a philosopher, a poet, and a scientist. He described something that he didn't feel like was a warning, but it didn't feel normal to him either. He was riding down a road near Drissenham, France, when he saw someone approaching him. And as this person was passing by, Johann realized that he was actually looking at himself.
What?
This person that came and approached him, it was the same person that had the same face as him and even the same posture. But this person was dressed in different clothes that he had never worn before.
That's wild.
Isn't that so creepy?
That's absolutely insane, especially during this time too.
Right. No, seriously. People are just, you don't even know who's coming up and down the street. At this point, it's like, and then you see yourself in different clothes. That's so that's so weird.
It's crazy too, because I just think about this time, and for whatever reason, to me, basically everything prior to 1900 had some type of just eerie,
I know,
vibe to it.
They ain't got no lights.
Well,
they
not,
ain't got no. No, I know what you mean.
Not
no
even
gas
just that,
stations.
But it just. Yes.
No AC.
Yes.
They
but
didn't
it
have
was
toothbrush.
Also, you also got to think, the world was nowhere near as populated as it is now, too.
That's a good point.
So, and there was so much earth and land that was untraveled. And you didn't have, even back then, you didn't have necessarily just a bunch of streets and highways and everything for
your
horse.
That's so true. Yeah, that is so true. Which makes it even...
Be on your way.
Makes it creepy. Yeah, it makes it even creepier. And it was crazy. So when this person passes Johan, nothing happens. He doesn't feel any fear. Which is different from the other ones that we've heard, right? Yeah. But years later, he found himself on that same road again, wearing that exact same outfit that he saw himself wearing years prior.
I'd pull a sword out.
Come out!
The guy's like, my name's Bill, why'd you kill me?
Aw, not Bill. Well, nothing ended up happening after that. So instead of this really just being an omen like the other ones, I don't know what this is. This was kind of giving me like a glitch in the Matrix or touch, I don't know, maybe a time overlap because... How the... Oh, my God. Like, these phenomenons are just so strange. I just don't.
Honestly, it's so insane, too, just to see the different... The combination of it, too.
Yes. That it just comes in all different... Yeah. It's all different shapes and sizes. I don't know. I just can't.
Well, I don't like it.
You're going to find this crazy, but there's another story that came from Russia.
Of course, Russia. Yeah. Grigory Tomlin.
Didn't we just cover an episode?
We did.
In Russia?
We did.
Well, it actually surrounded Catherine the Great. And if I don't know if you remember, but I mentioned it in the in the Romanov family episode, is that if you guys listened to the Romanov episode, the part two that we did prior to this, oh my God, it's so good. If you didn't, go listen to it, please. But Catherine the Great was actually related to the Romanovs' lineage. So I was just like, when I was seeing this...
I was going to say, wasn't she either further up on the...
She was further up, Okay. Yeah. She was way earlier. But she actually ruled... She was one of the most powerful female rulers in history from what I saw. I mean, she ruled Russia for quite a long time. Well, her guards claim that they end up seeing her sitting silently on her throne one night, but she wasn't really there. She was actually in her bedroom. And when they go to tell her, she goes to check for herself, like, what the hell are you talking about? And according to the story, when she walks into the room, that's when she sees her own double sitting there on her throne, not moving or reacting to anybody walking in the room. And so the real Catherine ends up ordering the guards to shoot at it.
I know Joke was just thinking.
Who are you?
I demand you to fire upon that faker.
This jester. No, yeah, so she ends up telling the guards to shoot at it. And they do, but nothing, you know, it disappears. Nothing
happens.
It's just
sitting
there. What are you going to do? But kind of crazy, though, because shortly after that, she ends up dying.
What?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so lesson learned so far. I don't know how far we are into this, but I'm going to just say it right now.
if you see yourself, your double is an omen.
It's an omen that you're probably going to die. Run.
Yeah. It's like shortly after you may pass away. But it's just so crazy because it's so creepy.
I can't.
Because really, imagine seeing yourself. At that point, it'd be like, great, I have like 7 days.
Well, I was actually thinking about it, right? There's a lot of celebrities. Obviously, celebrities have their stunt doubles.
Yeah.
But I will say, most of the time, their stunt doubles don't ever actually look 100% like them. But if you're looking at, for example, a lot of political leaders, we'll find somebody that looks super, super identical.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember. I want to say it was during the Obama era. There was a specific motorcade, and I can't remember for sure, but there was a specific motorcade somebody caught on video because the windows on the Beast are over 5 inches thick.
Okay.
It's extremely difficult to actually fully see in the car. So you can make out figures, but you can't tell exactly
like
who it
who's
is.
Who's in the car?
And I believe that somebody in one of the videos were filming, and that was when they realized, they thought, I don't think that's actually Obama in that car.
Oh.
He must be in something else, because the figure just looked a lot different from Obama, but it still looked very similar.
Oh,
so it's believed that a lot of political figures also will use doppelgangers to deliver speeches,
right?
Even
or
be they're
in certain
not even
places
speaking.
Or something.
Yes.
Wow, that's
especially
that's
when there's like threats on their lives and
right,
stuff.
Right. That's fascinating. That's crazy. It kind of reminds me of the theory that they think that the politicians are reptiles or something. Have you heard that? Or yes. Or there's a reptile society living amongst us, if you guys haven't heard. I never really like dug into it, but they do say that there are people that are reptilians that are amongst us.
You would like, I believe it's called The Sunken City or something like that.
Okay.
Sinking Cities, I think. It's a video game that came out like 4 or 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago and by now. And basically the whole world's upside down, and it's exactly that.
No way.
This human somehow ended up on the other side, and the other side, it's reptilians.
Oh, God, as humans. That's so creepy. I'm getting creeped out.
Like fish people, literally like fish people.
Wow.
It was insane.
I'm getting freaked out. That's creepy. I'm going to have to deep dive on that on my own. But yes, okay, so the doppelganger seems like when you see one, it may be nearing your death or sending you a warning of some sorts. Yeah. So there was this other story. It was from an English poet, Percy Bysshe Shelley, who was actually married to Mary Shelley. Do you know who Mary Shelley is?
Like Shelley? Oh, no.
Not Shelley Silverstein.
I added.
Definitely different Shelley. Mary Shelley's actually the original creator of Frankenstein.
Oh,
bad girl.
Yes.
Bad girl. Yeah, she's like, for all my horror lovers who love any type of Frankenstein. So she's kind of also seen as the mother of sci-fi. I love her. The only reason I love her is because I also love Frankenstein.
Well, yes.
I love the monsters universe and all that. I think it's so cool. But yes, so he was actually married to Mary Shelley. Now, anywho, Percy had actually drowned at sea. But before, that's how he passed away. But before he ends up dying, he actually was telling people that he had seen his doppelganger.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Okay. 1000% do not see your doppelganger.
Not see your
That's
doppelganger,
all I'm taking away
right.
so far.
Would you know what I find funny? No, actually, I don't find it funny. Because I was going to say, I would probably play the lottery if I saw mine. Because it's like, what are the chances I see my doppelganger?
Wins the lottery, dies.
That's what I mean. At least I'd leave you stuff. I'd leave you money, babe. So this doppelganger at this point apparently is said to have haunted him and ended up telling him at some point, like, how long do you expect to be content? I don't know what that means. I don't know where
Whoa.
That's coming from. If anything, that seems like he's fighting some inner demons, but I don't know. Now, there's also others that had reportedly seen his doppelganger as well in a lot of places that he wasn't around whatsoever. So if he's like in one part of town, people would see him in like three states over.
He was over there sleeping with Miss Beth.
Oh my God, imagine getting in trouble. Your doppelganger literally gets you in trouble like that. That's crazy, no. So now when you start stepping back and you're looking at all this together, it's not feeling like a coinky dink.
Mm-mm.
You know, it's not feeling like
feeling
a little
coinky
dink. It's getting a little weird, yeah. Because to me, I'm like, not a fan. It seems like maybe it's something more paranormal for sure.
Oh, facts.
Because there's two, remember how, when I started at the beginning, I was telling you there's two ways people see either the paranormal or it's really just someone who just coincidentally looks like you.
I was going to say, and I've seen that.
Yes.
There's a video, I'm sure you saw it, where this guy thought his girlfriend was on, he was on Omegle.
Yes, I've seen this.
Yes.
And he thought, yes.
He was like, what are you doing? And he was like, who are you talking to? And he was like, that's my girlfriend on your couch. And he was like, this isn't your
yes.
girlfriend. And then his girlfriend got home and they were like, yo, what? You guys,
yes.
you guys look
yes.
so alike.
It was crazy.
I want to say they ended up finally meeting up and actually hanging out because they all found it so crazy how
that
similar they
looked alike. Wow, that's yeah. crazy. Well, it's funny. Okay, so in 2015, there's actually a project that was started by Niam Gianni. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Terrence Manzanga and Harry English called Twin Strangers. So they started this challenge that kind of ended up going viral to see if they
I was
going to
say, I feel like I've heard of this.
You might have. But the whole point was to see if they could find their own doppelganger. It was like a challenge they did amongst themselves. And they're like, we have 30 days to find like our own doppelgangers or whatever. And the whole point is, from what I told you at the beginning, is based off of the idea that we actually have 7 lookalikes in the world, which I find freaking creepy and fascinating at the same time, because I get it. I mean, we've got 7+ billion people all over the world. We're like bound to pop up in the same combination, right? But
mm-hmm.
the odds are obviously probably going to be extremely low. I think I was reading about it, and the probability of you've actually finding someone who is like downright to like to the T a perfect match to you, it's like under 1 in 125 billion or something. It's like, I have it down lower. But Niam, she actually found her doppelganger. She not just found one doppelganger, but she found two.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And don't they look identical?
They literally look like twins.
Yes, they look identical. It's
even
crazy.
Even the part in their hair is in the same place.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of, and I'll link it in the description, guys, because the Twin Strangers, there was actually a show that they did. It was like on Channel 4, but I found the playlist on YouTube, and you can go watch it. And so because they did this, they started this trend with themselves, like it was a challenge amongst their friends. It actually got them to create and launch the site called Twin Strangers. So you now
can sign up,
upload your photos, answer questions about, you know, your features and like face, your eyes, your mouth or whatever. And the system will actually match you with strangers based solely on how similar that they look to you. So the other crazy part, though, that I saw is that when they found out that there are other people out there who are completely unrelated to you, right, in the biological sense, but are living in different countries, at different time zones, whatever, and they look almost identical, not like kind of similar. I'm talking like identical, right? They're practically recognizable. It's crazy because they're not biologically related. They don't know each other at all, but they have the same mannerisms.
Oh,
they
wow.
do the same, like they maybe do the same nod, head tilt.
That's
some of them will
weird.
Play with their
that's
hair
weird.
At the same
Stop.
Time. Mm-mm. Right? Isn't that like, that's just
strange.
Like,
that's
creepy.
Freaking weird.
It is weird. And you know what's crazy? If you go on their site right now, it states that, hold on, let me see. Yeah, it states currently they're at a total 12,875,366 matches. But I'm not sure if that's like 90% plus match. Because obviously there's like, you may be matched with someone who may look 65% close to you. But
I wonder,
insane.
With the power of AI, how much quicker and more similar AI.
That's what, because, it says that that's what they're
oh,
using.
Oh, that's what they're
yeah,
using?
Yeah, that's what they're
oh, wow,
using
that's
for
awesome.
It. Yeah. So that's how they're able to match you up. And I went on the site and I'm like, I don't think I would do it. Let me know if you guys would do it. If you guys do, let me know if you find your doppelganger. But I don't think I could. I don't know how I would feel seeing someone that looks close to me, probably sounds close to me, maybe the same mannerisms. It would be so freaky. It would be so freaky.
I'd be like, Do you have a fucked up nose? Can you breathe well?
You're so funny, Gregory. I'd be like, dude, are your allergies just as bad? Like, how close are we?
Well, we find out. He's like, so I actually met another one of our doppelgangers a few years back before you met me. And he actually just died of an allergy overdose from too much allergies.
It's
I'd
an
be
omen.
Like, damn, why is it something that happens to us?
It's an omen. No, but isn't that creepy? I can't. The fact that they're having like similar mannerisms and like even the way that they smiled, I'm telling you, I'll link it in the description. You guys can watch it. It's a playlist. And it's multiple different doppelgangers, people that meet their doppelgangers, and they actually record them meeting, and you can see how they look alike and stuff. They actually get dressed the same, you know, to give you the same effect, to make you understand the same effect. But it's so freaky. It's just so freaky. Because if you really think about it, like, these people are strangers. They're literally strangers.
I went a little far, but
how far did you go?
I accidentally clicked to the celebrity one.
Oh, yeah. So there are a ton of celebrity lookalikes.
Which but, that one's, yeah, that yeah. one's common.
That's, I feel like that's super common. But when I was researching the doppelganger phenomenon, this one article, I forgot exactly what the name of the article is, but whatever. This one article came up and they had like 21 celebrity doppelganger lookalikes. I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even think about celebrities. I'm over here thinking about me, myself, and I.
Yeah.
And then when I saw that, I was like, makes sense. But I was like, oh, that also makes sense. You know, in New York City, they do lookalike contests.
Yes.
And then people just show up and they just so some of them happen to really look very similar to them.
My favorite is anytime Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers is at a Knicks, I think it's, yeah, the Knicks game. They always do celebrity lookalike and they put Will Ferrell next to him.
Oh, really?
On the celebrity lookalike. And he always is sitting there like, come on. Because everyone says that they look so similar.
I could
And then did you ever see, you saw the drum off between him and Will Ferrell on
No,
you're Jimmy
gonna,
Fallon?
You that have to show so me funny. That later. I have not seen that. No, I have not seen that. But I mean, it just goes hand in hand with that. Yeah. Of the fact that, so like, I get it. It's just so crazy. And that's the other thing too, because there's a study that I saw that looked at people who were so similar, and they used facial like AI recognition software to group them together like they were related. And what they were finding was super, super similar, that some of these lookalike pairs actually shared similar genetic patterns.
What?
I know.
That's insane.
It wasn't because they were related, but it was because certain combinations of features in a person can repeat over time.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I'm like, what do you mean? That's,
no, that's
what do you
crazy.
Mean, right? Like the same structures and proportions. Because when you scale this at 7 billion people, the combination may end up showing up.
Yeah.
One way or another, it may. And that's where I saw it. This is where I wrote it. Yes. The odds of a near lookalike existing is 1 in 135. Which I feel like is
135.
Pretty, just 135. Oh. 100.
Oh, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. For a near lookalike, an odd near lookalike existing, 1 in 135.
Wow.
Okay. Odds of your exact match. Oh, that's what it was. It was less than 1 in 1 trillion.
Wow.
I know. Okay. I know. Okay. So statistically, the odds of someone having an identical double down to the facial features are incredibly low.
Yeah.
Yeah, are still low, but that's just freaking crazy, man. Most of these people aren't exact copies of each other. They just look very like similar enough where your brain reads it as the same face. So that's why it also feels so strange. But you're looking at someone that you know isn't you, but they look like you. And for a second, your brain doesn't really register them as a stranger. It registers them as you.
Somebody that knows.
Yeah, it's just like, it's too much. So at this point, there are a few explanations for all this. One of the biggest ones that I was reading comes down to how your brain recognizes faces. And from what I was gathering, there's a specific part of your brain that's built to do this. And it works super fast. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really break a face down piece by piece. It just recognizes it as a whole. So okay. when someone you see that shares enough of your features, your brain can read it as the same face, even when it isn't.
Hmm.
Yes.
That's kind of crazy.
So there's also something called pareidolia, and it's where your brain is wired to find patterns, especially faces. So even when they're not really there, it kind of fills in the gaps automatically, mm-hmm. which is why near matches can feel more exact than they actually are. Which when I was reading that, it just kind of reminded me somewhat similar to what we talked about in the Mandela Effect episode, mm-hmm. about how your brain can just fill in the gaps and feel completely sure about something even when it's not quite exactly right.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was also fascinating. But when it comes to doppelgangers, there are just really two ways to look at it. There's the older idea that seeing your double means something is going wrong. Death is coming. Mm-hmm. It's like a warning. It's an omen. And that belief, from what I saw, actually shows up all over the world. You know, in Germany, really? It is tied to death. In Ireland, it was actually called a fetch. And it's just a version of
that's
you.
That's so fetch.
That is so fetch, which means a version of you that just appears before something bad happens. That's so fetch. Imagine that. That'd be so bad. You see your doppelganger. Oh, that is so fetch.
Your doppelganger.
Stop Damn trying it. To make fetch happen. It's not going to happen. But I was reading in Scandinavia, there's this idea of a double that shows up before you do. And they consider it kind of like a spirit double.
Mm-hmm.
So it arrives before you do. It mimics you. People mm-hmm. can hear or see it before you show up. And it's not really more of a negative thing, but it's kind of like a preview of your presence, which I thought was like, what? That's crazy. But isn't it crazy?
Here's the previews, the trailer of your movie.
Of your arrival right before you come. They're like, oh, great. He's going to ask about if we had the buffalo chicken dip.
A Michael Bay film.
Literally, I can't. So in reality, it's just the same concept, just different traditions, different folklores, different religions, different ways of
beliefs around it.
Yeah, different beliefs around it. So that's the older idea of it, right? But then there's the more modern version where people are finding their doubles every day. real people. There's really just no meaning behind it. It's just a complete coincidence. Mm-hmm. And both of those explanations obviously just make sense. I think it really just depends what you believe in and what you don't.
Yeah.
But I think at the same time, like, those older stories are still following a pattern. It's just strange.
It's really interesting to see. Again, it's just the fact that you can have somebody look so similar, because I go so deep into the science of that.
Yeah, it's so fascinating. Yeah.
In thinking of biology and how, well, in order to get this trait, it has to be a recessive trait from your parents,
right,
and
right.
both sides.
Because there's so much that plays
because
into it.
Because then it makes you want to see, well, what does that doppelganger's parents look like? Do they match similar to your parents?
Yes. Do you know what? That's crazy. That's actually a great call out, Todd, because to me, I'm like, yo, that's what you should be showing on these episodes.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be showing. I want to see the families.
Because where do those matching characteristics come from? Because if we break it down at a scientific level,
damn, no, you're breaking that shit down.
You
to the,
have to have
the atom, yeah.
In order, for example, blue eyes. Blue eyes are, I believe, a recessive trait.
Mm-hmm.
Brown is dominant.
Yeah.
So in order to get blue eyes, you have to have that trait in
right,
your parents.
I know. Or it's got to have been
same
passed down.
Same with blonde
down.
Hair. And yeah. Yeah, but same thing. It still has to be passed down as that recessive trait.
Right. But that's what I mean. Like, the fact that the odds are there, in the sense of with 7 billion people around the world, the combinations are bound to somehow end up. So that's where I'm like, damn, that's where I'm that's where I'm playing a lottery ticket. That's where I'm buying the lottery ticket. If I see my real doppelganger, not the omen doppelganger, my real doppelganger. That's crazy, though. That's crazy.
I agree.
And so that Neom lady, she actually finds two doppelgangers.
Yeah, you had already said that.
I know. I'm just saying, like, that's just so crazy to me,
no,
too.
It's insane.
Not only you just found one, you already found your second one.
Well, can we talk about the celebrity ones yet?
Yeah, we could talk about the celebrity ones. Go for it.
I didn't know if you were going to get into that soon.
Nah. It's just...
So, I'll be honest. I'm looking at
some of them are
J-Lo's.
Hit or miss. Some of them aren't, yeah.
I'm looking at J-Lo's. If I was J-Lo, I would feel so shitty about myself because, yo, her doppelganger is shredded.
Yeah, so J-Lo's doppelganger is actually a bodybuilder.
That makes sense because her triceps are nuts.
Yeah, yeah. And they look identical, though. They look identical. Yeah. I feel so...
It looks like if J-Lo did roids for a solid year, just
she
got on like a TRT trend,
killing it. So that article that I was referencing earlier with the celebrity lookalike, so Angelina Jolie has one that I thought was pretty darn damn near lookalike.
Mm-hmm.
Adele, Selena, I was like, all right, Selena Gomez, I didn't think so. Lady Gaga, yeah. I also feel like Taylor Swift, I don't, that doesn't count. I feel like a lot of people can look like Taylor Swift.
I was gonna say, no offense, but that one's more of a typical. I feel like with enough makeup, and women know how to do makeup the right way.
Yo, you can look you like could. It's an art. These like makeup artists, wow, I can't. Or even like when they do the what is it? The makeup for special effects.
Oh yes.
And like,
dude,
oh my
some
god,
of the special
you can really
effects
turn yourself.
Stuff I love. Guys, Ale's new one of her new top films that she loved and is so into, and she can't wait for the fourth, fifth, and I think there's a sixth
Talk
one that's gonna
Avatar.
Come out. Avatar.
I just watched that for the first time ever last year.
The cinematography, the effects, the
storytelling.
And the way they do everything. Oh my goodness.
Such a good movie. Such a good movie.
But yeah, seriously though, think about the special effects though, in the sense of, hell, even Star Wars and stuff. And there's so many of these movies that people easily could make somebody look like somebody else.
I know.
And now you have those masks because you've seen the
oh
little
my stop.
Pull-off.
Yes. Yes, for like what the CIA uses or whatever, and it kind of literally got like white chicks and stuff is so creepy. I can't, but I don't know. Honestly, it just feels
white
off.
Chicks.
It just feels off and creepy, and it's just like I don't know. But some people also do believe that this may be just a glitch in the Matrix too. Like there's just two versions of the same person, right? You're just overlapping for a moment, but I don't know. It's regardless, is it creepy? Regardless.
It's wild. Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I do believe a little bit in the glitch in the Matrix.
Yeah.
Because even today, think about it. We found this new Hispanic restaurant that we decided to try. Delicious, by the way. And we go in. I'm not even joking. It was dead empty. And I wouldn't even say it was dead. It felt like more of a, oh, if you're a local, you know about it.
Yeah.
And then
but it was dead, but outside the parking lot was packed.
Mm-hmm.
Where is everybody? NPCs waiting in the car.
But then, get this, all of a sudden, we start looking around and realizing all the tables around us are getting taken. And then we kind of could tell there was more of the restaurant, but it was lights were off and everything. Before we even got our bill and started getting ready to leave, all of a sudden we saw lights turn on and they started sending people over there to sit.
Because they were getting packed.
Both of us were just like, where, what just happened? We came at lunchtime.
The NPCs, it was time to come in.
And everyone came right after us.
Yeah, ain't that funny? That's interesting, huh? That's interesting. Well, that's our episode for today, friends, which I'm going to end it on a question, okay? All I can say is that if you saw yourself standing across a room, would you assume that it's someone that just looks like you, like a coincidence? Or is it really maybe like a warning or an omen?
I'm going to say I'm going to go with doppelganger because I don't want it to be an omen.
Quinky dink doppelganger? Yeah.
I would say hi. And if he doesn't respond, I'm going to just awkwardly walk away and be like, I never saw you.
I didn't see you. It doesn't count.
I don't know if I should leave the house or if I stay in the house. Is it going to somehow catch on fire? What do I do now? Because now I'm scared.
You know
what
I find funny? At the beginning, I asked you this similar question and you were like, yeah, I'd come up to it. Like, what's up, dude? And now you're like, I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know if
mentality has shifted. I want you guys to also drop in the comments. Did your mentality shift from the beginning to now?
Yeah, I think to be honest, when I first was researching it, I was like, yeah, I've heard of doppelganger, the term, and you know what it is supposed to be, your lookalike, like someone who just looks like you. But then when I started reading into the paranormal aspect of it, and it's just, you know, and then you see it in these stories, it's, oh my God, I'm just like, well, now that doesn't sound like fun anymore.
I don't like it.
Doesn't sound like fun. But if you guys have found your doppelganger in real life, like do a quinky dink version, let us know. That'd be crazy.
Facts.
Drop
it in the comments.
That'd be crazy.
Even if you have a photo, definitely DM us a photo.
please. Thank you for joining us today on Macabre Mondays. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you know more about today's episode or caught a detail we might have missed, let us know.
And if you have a story that's strange, sinister, or downright spooky, our three core values, please send it our way. We don't care how small you may think it is. It's important and big to us. So send it our way. You can email us at MacabreMondaysPodcast@gmail.com or head over to MacabreMondays.com and submit your story. Yours just might be featured in an upcoming listener episode.
Follow us on social media by searching Macabre Mondays for photos of today's episode, updates, and a little extra spooky fun. We'll see you next Monday for another sinister, strange, and spooky episode. Stay tuned. More mystery is just around the corner. But until then, stay spooky, stay curious, and stay safe, friends.
Doses.
Bye.